I want to welcome in from D1 Baseball, Aaron Fitt. Aaron, thanks for joining us for a little bit today, man. Welcome to the Rundown.
It's good to be with you.
Hey, man, I got some questions for you here as we get set up for our tournaments and stuff. The first is, with South Carolina winning five out of their last five SEC series, but still ending up with that fifth seed, do you think the Gamecocks, I mean, obviously, we've talked before about, I think that they've made their way into the tournament, but if they want to have an idea of they're going to host, they should probably pick up a win tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they're certainly a lock for an at-large spot with a 17-13 record in the SEC. But, you know, the RPI is still a little bit shy of where it would need to be to host. You know, 34th in the RPI, that's not where you need to be. I mean, usually you got to be in the top 20 to have a shot. So they're going to need to win some games in Hoover to get that RPI up 15 spots or so, and then maybe they could host based on the momentum winning their last five regular season series.
All right, now the next question I have is about Clemson, because Monty Lee met with reporters this morning and he basically laid it out there that only one team in college baseball won more games than Clemson did, and that was Tennessee Tech, the Tigers with 43 wins on the season. And he said that he thinks his team is a lock to be a top eight seed. Do you agree?
Well, I think he kind of undermined his own case there with the Tennessee Tech example. I mean, if it's just about the total number of wins, should Tennessee Tech be a national seed then? You know, because they went 46-7 in the Ohio Valley Conference. I mean, you have to look at the strength of schedule and the quality wins, and that's where Clemson has some work to do. I mean, 3-7 against the top 25 is not great. That's not really what you're looking for in a national seed. You know, 13-9, I think, against the top 50, that's just okay. So, you know, they won the, you know, their division in the ACC. They had a great year. They were very consistent. They did have a very friendly conference schedule. They didn't have to play Duke or North Carolina, the two best teams on the other side. So that favored them. And so they're right there on the edge for me for national seed, but I don't think it's a lock by any means.
And, you know, that was going to be my next question for you. Without playing the top four seeds, Clemson's obviously the two seed, NC State's the four seed. They don't play the other two. I mean, that does hurt their strength of schedule just a little bit. But looking into the ACC tournament, and we've had a lot of folks talk about how round robin play is just insane, and I'm one of those guys. I just don't get it. And I was looking at the format last night, where in the pool that Clemson's in, Miami and Notre Dame will play tomorrow, and then the matchup comes on Wednesday with Clemson and Notre Dame. If Notre Dame gets the two wins there over Clemson and Miami, what does this game with Clemson and Miami have to do with anything? I mean, just the pool play just doesn't make any sense. So my question to you is, do you like the pool play format better or what the SEC is doing?
I actually do like the pool play, and I know I'm in the minority on that. A lot of people think it's dumb, but I think it sets you up better to be competitive the following week when it really matters. You know, you don't want to burn up your pitching trying to win a conference tournament. And that's what the ACC has realized is, you know, if you got to go through a loser's bracket in the SEC tournament, you're playing so many games, you got no arms left as you head into the games that actually matter. I mean, most of the conference tournament games don't matter for most of these teams. I mean, it's, you know, you're trying to improve your positioning a little bit. But a lot of these teams, their fate's already decided. And it's just a matter of jockeying for position. Now, a team like Miami is playing for its life. You know, I mean, they need every win they can get. Even if they lose to Notre Dame that first game, you know, maybe they can hope that with that second game, you know, maybe they can put themselves in the discussion for that large bid. But, you know, in Clemson, if they're trying to sew up a national seed, I mean, I think they got something to play for, too. So I think the pool play is kind of an acknowledgement that you're playing at this point for your resume. You know, the championship doesn't, it just doesn't matter as much.
All right, well, my next question for you then, though, is that I was thinking about this last night. Wouldn't it be interesting if each conference tournament was set up sort of like Omaha is with the College World Series, where you have your top eight teams from each conference, et cetera. But you do that like you have the top from the SEC, the ACC, and then just play an elimination tournament that way. Doesn't that kind of make more sense and then get them ready for what they're going to face if they get to Omaha?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. You know, I think that we need to just be rational about the way we do this. That's my main problem with conference tournaments is, like I said, burning up your pitchers a week before the regional. That's the main thing that I'm wary about. And anything you could do to make it so that, you know, you still have a tournament, you still have an opportunity for teams to make a run that maybe would not be in regional unless they get the automatic bid. I think that's good. But let's make sure we're doing it in a way that sets teams up for the following week.
All right. Now, of course, you released at D1Baseball.com, which if you are not a subscriber at D1Baseball.com, you call yourself a college baseball fan, you should check your hat at the door because they have great stuff there. Aaron does great stuff with himself and Kendall Rogers, and they put out every week their rankings. This is your last set of rankings before Selection Monday next week. And you mentioned Clemson is out of or on the fringe, you said, as far as being a host, although they moved up from 8th to 6th. Another team that's right there, though, is the Georgia Bulldogs at 7. If you had to do a pick today, which one would you give a regional host site to, a super regional host site to? I'm sorry.
Well, certainly Georgia. I mean, they're much better in the RPI. I think they're number 3 in the RPI. They've got a lot more high-quality wins. We talked about that. Clemson 3-70 is the top 25. Georgia's 9-8. And it's 19-10 against the top 50. And those numbers blow Clemson's numbers away. And they played head-to-head a couple times, and Georgia won both of those games. And Georgia went 18-12 in the SEC. It's hard to do. So I think every piece is there. I think Georgia's a slam dunk national seed at this point, and Clemson is on the...
All right, well, a couple more questions here. One is that you were mentioning some teams earlier, like Miami, that's fighting for their tournament lives, basically. Do you have a couple of other teams that may have a chip on their shoulder heading into the ACC? We'll do that tournament first. As far as, look, they need to actually win 1, 2, 3 games here if they want to have a realistic shot of making the tournament.
Yeah, the ACC seems pretty much set with the 6 teams that they're going to get in. North Carolina, Florida State, Clemson, NC State, Duke, and Louisville. I mean, those teams are all pretty much locked in. The other teams that are fighting for their lives would be Miami and Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech maybe has a chance to play its way into an at-large bid after winning that last series against Duke. That kind of gave them a little bit of life. They've been hovering around there in the mid-40s, the RPI all season long. You know, they don't have a great top 50 record. It's 7-15. That really hurts them. So they need to make a run. I think they need to at least win, 3 games here in the ACC tournament. But they got a chance. Miami is a team that, finished 16-13 in the league, which is pretty good. But they're still just in the 60s in the RPI because they had so much work to do after that rough start. I don't know that they can get into an at-large bid coming from 63 in the RPI. So they probably need to win the automatic. But you never know. And if they get to the conference finals, maybe they could sneak in there as an at-large too. So watch out for Georgia Tech and Miami in the ACC.
Now, in the SEC, I look at Texas A&M, and I know that their conference record is pretty much in shambles, but I think that dropping that series to South Carolina may have been the nail in the coffin there. But you check their RPI. Their RPI is really high. I mean, are the Aggies a team that, if they make a little noise in the tournament, may sneak their way in to the NCAA tournament bracket?
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is that RPI gives them a chance. 21, I think, in the RPI, number 20.
Yeah.
That's right there. I mean, it's obviously 13-17 isn't great, and the way they finished the season with 4 series losses in the last 5 weeks, it's not great. The resume is very comparable to North Carolina's 2 years ago in 2016 when they finished with a 19 RPI and 13-17 in the ACC, and they didn't get in. And a big reason for that was the way they finished the year. It was a bunch of, series losses. I think they lost 6 of their last 8 series down the stretch, and 4 of the last 5, just like A&M. So that, to me, is the best comp, and it doesn't bode well for A&M. They need to make some noise here, I think, in Hoover, win at least a couple games.
All right, now, I know that you're going to be on the road here, I would assume. Are you heading to Durham? Are you heading to Hoover? Where are you heading for this week for the championships?
Well, I'm lucky this week because I live in Durham, so I got an ACC tournament 10 minutes from my house. I'll take a home weekend in May. I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, that's going to be great. But I know at D1 Baseball, you guys are going to have folks coverage all over the country. But it's great to go and check out your website with some of the great writing that you've got there, including you guys have a podcast up there, all kinds of great stuff at D1 Baseball, right?
Absolutely, and keeping a close eye on the field of 64 this week. Have our latest projection up here this afternoon, and probably another one on Friday, another one on Sunday, and daily analysis on how that Field 64 picture is shifting.
All right, Aaron Fitt from D1Baseball.com. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us today, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, Rob, you got it.